Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to WordPress Event Talk, a Do The Woo podcast show. This episode is brought to you by OmniSend. OmniSend's CRM solution supports email and SMS marketing for WooCommerce site and product builders. Integrate your plugin with OmniSend or recommend it to clients for managing customer relationships. They can build lists, send targeted campaigns, create automation workflows, and track results all within their WordPress dashboard. With over 100,000 e-commerce stores already using it, you or your clients can get started by searching for the OmniSend plugin on WordPress.org. Today, we are sharing with you the Do The Woo End of the Day recap for Day 1 of WooSesh, a virtual conference that took place for WooCommerce store builders designed to help grow their businesses. In our recap, host and founder of WooSesh, Brian Richards, hands over the mics to our hosts, Courtney Robertson and Jonathan Wold. From there, listen in as they revisit the sessions of the day and highlight some notable takeaways from them, as well as giving their own insights on the topics. So let's join in.
I have our friends from Do The Woo, whom many of you might already be familiar with, Courtney and Jonathan. Let me introduce our two guests for those of you who are not already familiar with Do The Woo and these two amazing hosts. So Do The Woo is the podcast for anyone who is interested in Woo in even the slightest regard. There are so many shows, so many episodes, so many hosts that I am confident that if you are even remotely interested in e-commerce and WooCommerce specifically, you're going to find something that you like there, which is why I've been excited to partner with Do The Woo for many years running now, where we get to host sort of these crossover episodes where I get to be the guest at my own event and hear what our hosts have to think. The hosts that we are joined with right now are Courtney Robertson and Jonathan Wold. Courtney is an open source advocate at GoDaddy, and she's been helping small businesses enhance their online presence with WordPress since 2004. So woohoo! She didn't get in exactly on the ground floor, but she got here as quickly as she could.
Pretty close. Yeah.
And then Jonathan is the co-founder of Gildenburg, and he's been dedicated to the WordPress community for the last 17 years, just as long as me. And this part's beautiful. Jonathan considers WordPress and our full ecosystem here as sort of the operating system for the open web. And I don't think I could agree with a sentiment more than that one. So, Courtney, Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us today and for being here. I'm going to turn it over to you to actually get this started proper and walk us through all the things we're going to be talking about for the next 40 minutes or so.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you. So what was your highlight so far today? What do you think was the most interesting thing, Jonathan?
Well, so first off, Courtney, apparently I am now rocking a legacy WooCommerce swag.
For those that aren't able to see, can you describe why you're wearing a what's the legacy swag?
I'm wearing my Do The Woo shirt, which is actually just the WooCommerce shirt that I wear when I do episodes of Do The Woo. I've always liked it. Automatic has always done a good job with the swag, and the Woo shirt was no exception. And today, I was pleasantly surprised to discover that it is now a legacy logo design that I've got, and we've got a new WooCommerce logo. What did you think of it, Courtney?
I like that it is bold. I think that it maybe looks a little bit more grown up, dare I say, than it used to. Previously, for those that are unfamiliar, if you're listening to this episode, I'm not so sure that you would be unfamiliar, but the old Woo logo was kind of like a chat bubble that says Woo in it, often with purple and white as the branding colors that are there. We see different shades of purple coming in. And we see that the W sometimes will have the OO beside it, and sometimes it will animate into wheels as if under a shopping cart. I enjoy the refresh. I have concerns about animated GIFs in the WordPress plugin directory to begin with. So having it animate can be cool for video effects if you're using it in a video, but envisioning how that's going to look as a thumbnail in the plugin directory doesn't solve my wish for getting rid of animated GIFs there. Otherwise, rave reviews.
I've come to appreciate how much can become involved with a logo change is a big deal, right? Back when I worked at WooCommerce a couple years ago, they were talking about it then. It's fun to see it finally sort of come to fruition. I'm also someone who generally likes change. So I like it just objectively. It's also going to be interesting. I feel some like nostalgia already for like, oh, we've had this old logo for such a long time that I've felt an affinity for it because the Woo brand's been around for such a long time. I think it's a great change. I'm excited to see how they roll it out. I like the flexibility that the two like use of the wheels, like it's some interesting things that you can play with out of that. So congratulations to the WooCommerce team. There was a lot more that was covered.
Sure was.
What else stood out to you, Courtney?
So I really enjoyed the State of Woo address. I liked seeing, on the whole, it felt to me like a bit of a product roadmap of where we could be going. The main thing that really stands out to me is how much that the team at Woo, those that are primarily working on it, how much they're really leaning into getting it up to speed with modern WordPress UI. Because we know that for so long, much of the interface in the back, when you log into WordPress, let me clarify, when you log into WordPress specifically to manage your Woo areas, that experience traditionally has had the classic theme approach almost, or the classic editor approach, I should say, much longer than the rest of WordPress has had. So they've been moving towards blocks progressively, and it looks to me like they're hitting that tipping point of really being able to ramp up with that.
I think it was Dan, the head of design. One of the things that stood out to me is this idea that the goal is simple but ambitious. They're trying to take what is otherwise like complex e-commerce operations and make it effortless. And within the context of WordPress, you've really, this is one of the things I've appreciated from the beginning, is WooCommerce has been looking ahead to see where it's going. And it hasn't been easy, right? Like the editor has been a moving target. It's there's been a lot going on there, and it's required significant upfront investment and patience, I'm sure, on the part of the Woo team because WooCommerce from the outset has always been one of the more like complex use cases by just nature of what it is, e-commerce in WordPress, that like people are going to be using it day in and day out. Like it's the heart of a business for many people that are using it.
Yeah. I think kind of along with that UI UX refresh, seeing some of the feedback loops that they want to get from the community also stands out to me a good bit, because it tells me that they're starting to listen to the users of the product. They really emphasize that they want brand recognition in terms of people selecting it as their e-commerce platform of choice, knowing that WordPress is under it, right? But that it stands out as the e-commerce solution for folks to pick from. And if they're going to do that, then certainly they need the feedback of where the community is going. And I just had some conversation earlier today. I've been in the Woo Slack for several years, at least myself.
Okay.
And there were some people that didn't know that there was a designated WooCommerce Slack. At all. And so I think we saw some of that come out today, that people are becoming more aware that, oh, I could go participate in the WooCommerce Slack workspace, an entire additional workspace that has lots and lots of channels in it. I can participate in that area. Remember, again, Woo itself is an open source product. Of course, Automattic is staffing it, and it is different than WordPress.org.
Right.
Wear my Do the Woo hat as all things open source, right? Discussing open source way on Do the Woo. Woo is a commercially backed open source project, whereas WordPress is seen as a community-backed WordPress project. So it started out not with a business.
There wasn't a business driving it from the outset.
Yeah,
correct.
Yep. So that's what's different about Woo in terms of Automattic. So they have lots of things in their marketplace, and we can dig into some of those soon too. But I think this feedback loops becomes really interesting in that case, as we have a commercial entity backing it with the Slack and seeking out more feedback from the community through, you know, GitHub discussions, etc. It is an open source project, folks. So our opinions really do matter in open source. And if we could go do pull requests on it if we would like.
Something that actually surprised me a bit. I'm curious your thoughts on it. So Tamara, who's their chief marketing officer, she opened up with this idea that they're embarking on a mission to make Woo a household name. So I was happy to hear that. I like hearing ambition. And you can see that, okay, that so they want to make sure that the brand is there. I've had this, so I'll if I'm going out and I'm like, I'll tend to wear like either like my WordPress shirt or my Woo shirt on like days. And every now and then I do get like, oh, someone will recognize the logo. I've had it happen a couple of times with Woo.
Yeah.
But this surprised me a bit. I like seeing it. I like that Woo's thinking that way. But like, what do you think about that idea, Courtney, of trying to like become a household name? There are numbers there to back that up, right? I think it was 35% or something of e-commerce stores. But the idea of it becoming known as a brand, what do you think about that?
Tricky. If I go shopping, let's say I live in a city called Chambersburg and I'm close to Gettysburg. So if I go to my local downtown stores, every Friday they have, or every first Friday of the month, they have this first Friday event. If I go into a bunch of stores and I talk to them about what is their e-commerce solution at these stores, I get a mixture of things from Toast is pretty popular for like order online, go pick up your delivery kind of place from the food people. I get at the farmer's market, it's a lot of Square, where they're using Square as their mobile processing. Yep. You start seeing devices related to that. And so I know that a couple of the WooCommerce folks that I follow were pontificating, if you will, in Twitter about a point of sale system. Yes. And I think that's where you get some of the branding, but also then you have some locations that are, if it is not going directly through automatic, if you're using WooCommerce and other options, you're not necessarily going to pick that point of sale system.
Right.
For instance, where I am employed at GoDaddy, we have our own point of sale system, but you can certainly use WooCommerce with that point of sale system, and we have our own payment processing. So it becomes nuanced in terms of brand recognition, or is it that you're selling the features? I just have some thinking, I guess, I want to do on some of that.
I wonder,
right?
too, is it household name for like merchants, or is it like a consumer brand? It can be a mix of both. I'm happy to see the ambition. I'm curious to see how that gets backed up in the coming years.
And if it's done in an open source mechanism, I'm curious to see where pushbacks will be. And I'm also curious to see where collaboration will win the day.
So I had the chance to interview Bo about a month or so ago.
Okay.
And just kind of looking at, talking about the product broadly, went into some technical things. I've been really happy to see the focus from WooCommerce on becoming more holistic and thinking about the experience, thinking about integrations. They just recently added a business services category to the marketplace, which was like we've known for a long time, right? And this is something I've appreciated about what you guys have done at GoDaddy, is you have to think about the holistic experience. What are all the things that someone needs? So that's been great to see Woo doing that. They've got a strong partnerships team. That's something they've been working at for a long time. And it takes a long time to move such a big like ecosystem, right? And it's something we got into with Bo. Like you, like with what was that feature? The database. I'm forgetting the HP. I forget what it was called. But this. Thank you, Brian. The HPOS, and it was an important change to improve the scalability of the order tables, et cetera. And you can't just like introduce something like that. You have to do it carefully. You have to get feedback. And it was great to hear Bo talking about that and just see this today that there's like, okay, they're doubling down on this, thinking holistically, thinking about developers, expanding to get more feedback from agencies and just thinking about the ecosystem as a whole. I think that bodes well for the future of Woo.
Yes, I think overall I've seen a lot of similar things as well, even inside of WordPress.org, took part in some of those kind of conversations when I was at WordCamp US. I'm excited to see the same things happening in Woo as well, because our two platforms are, well, one depends upon the other for sure.
Yeah.
So it's good to see that there's room for the community as a whole to provide what that feedback is and looks like. It will be interesting to see if that helps. You know, Woo is, it could do a lot. It is so versatile. It will also be interesting to see if out of this comes a, I need a simplified, like, yeah, give me the slim down. For some folks, that's what they need. And then others that are doing some ridiculous omni-channel marketing, big word. If omni, so omni-channel marketing, I learned when I joined GoDaddy means more than just this, but my simplified explanation is you might be selling in person at your brick and mortar. You might be selling come in, pick it up. You might be selling mail order. You might be selling TikTok shop, as we saw in one of the other sessions. Yep. Or Pinterest, or where Etsy, whatever. Etsy, maybe not so much, but you have all of these outposts that you could be selling your items. And if you've got the inventory and one single solution database, and you're running your commerce all through that system, you know, that makes it easy. But wow, is that versatile? And wow, is that really complex for somebody that might just need something simple? So I'll be interested to see if how the market research shows product path forward.
You know, one of the things I find interesting, so I spend a decent amount of time talking with folks at businesses that are coming into the WordPress space. And WooCommerce tends to be like a generally high interest, right? Because it's business oriented, it's e-commerce. So I'll be one of the first to help explain to them like how the ecosystem works and how to think about it. And it's quite interesting when it comes down to like trying to explain to someone who doesn't know the space. Because if you're used to working with a proprietary platform, for instance, it's pretty straightforward. You want to go do business on Shopify, you talk to the Shopify partnership team and you rock and roll. With WooCommerce, they've got a great partnerships team. If you work with them, you're still limited. Like it's not an automatic access to the entire Woo ecosystem, right? You have to opt in, for instance, to get communications from Woo. And then, and this is, I think, an especially important part of it, your WooCommerce like onboarding experience is just one example, can vary quite a bit from like one hosting provider to the next. And that's actually, I think, quite important because hosts in particular are in such a great spot to create curated experiences that really cater to the customers that they're bringing into the space, which can vary differently quite a bit from one market to the next, which is, it speaks to the versatility of WooCommerce and also the challenge of trying to create a one-size-fits-all. And why it's so important to work with the ecosystem. So I've been really happy to see Woo going more and more that direction, the trying different things. And because I think the work that you guys do at GoDaddy, for instance, is just as important to the success of the ecosystem as a whole and the merchants that you're bringing on board, many of whom may not have even heard of Woo to begin with, because it's not the household name yet.
Right. Yes. And I think that there's room for that to happen. I think it's going to have to happen in conjunction with marketing WordPress, and that's an entirely bigger set of issues, because Woo needs WordPress to, like, if somebody says, okay, I'm going to go get, if my local vendor says, I'm going to go get a Woo website, well, they're going to find out in that process of getting Woo set up that they need WordPress to be there.
You know, I'm interested, Courtney, to see how that plays out. Back in after my time at Woo, I was actually surprised to see that WooCommerce, because of the e-commerce context, like was actually driving some WordPress growth. Whereas you're right, that's what would happen. They'd say, I want Woo. Oh, sure, whatever that means. Which is why they then rely on a host who will give them a good like onboarding experience to get there. But that's something I hadn't seen much. Like WooCommerce was the first time I began to tangibly observe WordPress growing because of the demand for one of its sub ecosystems.
Right.
I don't know how much that scales, but that was something I hadn't observed previously, where like I was seeing people show up to WooCommerce meetups who had never heard of WordPress, but were interested in open source e-commerce. They're looking for alternatives to the proprietary platforms that weren't quite meeting their needs.
Yeah. I thought it interesting, kind of related to that. We saw both Automatic for Agencies and Automatic affiliate programs.
Which are two separate programs. Yep.
Yes. So Automatic for Agencies is specifically, it looks to me like using WooCommerce, but having an automatic host environment for that, which makes sense. And there are certainly absolutely use cases for that. I think that, you know, there are plenty of fish in the pond, as it were. And though I work for one hosting agency, I think that there are certainly room to grow for having agency partnerships. Pretty much every host that's out there should have that. Yep. It's interesting to just be aware that they're specifically thinking about WooCommerce in agencies and having a specific program for that one. We heard a little bit about that, and they did clarify that the affiliate program is separate from that,
yep,
as you will. So it was, you know, thinking through what does the marketplace need in terms of e-commerce options and how are places going to make that available. Certainly, I think Automatic was standing out with having something a couple of programs already out of the gate.
Something I didn't catch anything about yet is how Woo is currently thinking about the enterprise. Mm. I know that they have this like enterprise landing page. I know there's been efforts there. And one thing that's interesting to me is, on the one hand, it doesn't make sense. Like, obviously, like, Woo is a small business focused solution. But if one of the things I've found to be true is that there's something, if you can give people confidence that you can grow with them, that increases the likelihood that they'll make that early decision. Because Shopify, for instance, has enterprise like there. You know that you can go from here all the way up. So I know Woo's making some progress there. I'd like to see more.
Yeah.
But that's
same thing with all the hosts that are offering that. I think it's important to recognize what we've seen in Shopify is quite an exorbitant jump from when you are small fish to big fish.
Yep.
And that middle ground doesn't... It scales performance-wise well. Budget-wise is a different picture. So I think that Woo can stand to win, whether it be Automatic's programs specifically or on any host. Hosts can make it possible for it to scale in that medium section where it does not become financially a burden until you reach a certain threshold.
So speaking of hosts, and we can come back to the main state of the Woo in a moment. But speaking of, I actually really enjoyed Dave's session talking about what Bluehost has been working on. I thought it would be interesting, but it was more interesting than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
And I liked the idea of telling a story and then just showing the work that they've been doing to use blocks and patterns. It's good stuff.
And ice cream.
I was happy to see that. Yes.
Ice cream will keep my attention. Dave, Ryan, thank you for sharing about ice cream. I know Dave kind of well. So Dave, thank you for sharing all about the ice cream. You
can't
held my attention. I know. Especially in the afternoons, just a little pick me up. But yes, I think that, you know, the narrative, a lot of what Dave was sharing was through Wonderblocks, which he was sharing a good bit about the patterns that they already have available through Wondersuite, which is at Bluehost/Newfold. And they have an entire pattern library ready to go within that offering in particular, and making it easy for the business owner that may not need the developer to go set all the pages up, but the business owner to go in and say, I need a new flavor listed, or I need this added, or something like that. Giving the tools to people when they are maintaining their content primarily, not so much the overall design, but that piece, the story really there felt to me like we're drilling in on how do we make it easier for someone to list, I've got a new product, and to then see how that's getting connected into Woo is going to be, I think, taking the learning curve off of small business owners, frankly. It's what we need. Small business owners need to run their business.
Especially at this stage, like I'm all in and quite optimistic about the future of the editor, the blocks and the full site editor. It's also challenging to work with, like, especially like if you're new to it, or if you're coming from an older way of doing things and trying to figure out like how template parts work and patterns. It takes effort, like what we're seeing with Bluehost, to abstract that away, because a small business owner, some may really want to figure that stuff out, but others they just want something that works. And for WordPress and WooCommerce to be competitive, there needs to be more and more emphasis on just getting them to success as quickly as possible. And I think hosts are in a great spot to be that champion of getting them to success. There's aligned interest there. And it also requires working closely with, okay, where's WooCommerce, the platform, going? So it's a lot of moving parts, and it was nice to see a demonstration of a team that's been working on pulling that together.
Absolutely. Yeah, I did manage to catch the TikTok session as well. There is a specific section just about TikTok and using it. She did take some time in her presentation to show how TikTok itself works. I am definitely guilty of buying things from the TikTok shop. Jonathan, have you made purchases from TikTok yet?
You know, I have not. And I have been curious about it, though. And one of the things I was curious about, I haven't actually played with the, I know that there's a WooCommerce integration with TikTok as well, which is great to see. Have you? What's your experience been like?
So I think it was WordCamp US when we were in DC a year ago. Robert Windisch and I were chatting. Lots of people in the community know Robert. Robert is known for wearing the neon green shirt that says now side, or it used to say inside in it. But also the straw hat with the buttons on it.
All the buttons.
If you've never met Robert, you still probably have seen a picture of him somewhere. So Robert and I were talking and he said,
he's practically a household name.
He really is. You should request his autographs. So Robert was talking to me about what's the biggest competitor to WordPress. And immediately I said, oh, it's TikTok or apps.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because I had just purchased a pair of jeans after scrolling through TikTok as one does. Now, my guilty pleasure are videos from Morten Rand Hendrickson, hippos eating pumpkins, since we're at that time of the year. Like zoo animals destroying pumpkins is really great after you've had a hard day. You know, it's like that's where I go with my TikTok. But they show me ads and I needed to buy jeans. So I got jeans before WordCamp US. And I say that it is the competitor to WordPress more so than these other platforms like Shopify, et cetera, because of the mobile first nature of it and how it's functioning. But what if you also want to target people outside of just the TikTok app? So omnichannel marketing kicks in where you could have your centralized database of inventory and sales and all of that. Keep all your records. It makes it easier when you could unify that experience. Instead of having to deliver, there's a boutique in my city. They sell clothes in person, and their mobile app sends me push alerts. Come buy this thing, whatever. Unifying that entire experience is interesting. And by just dropping in the bits that TikTok tells you you need, like, you know, certainly if you're going to do ad targeting with it, you're going to get a pixel. But if you want to go down the route of hooking it up to your Woo store and all of that, you could go down that route too. So I think it's worthwhile. I would like to see maybe a little bit like a level two version of that information in the future.
Yeah. I've liked this idea of WooCommerce serving and open source in general, when I think about WordPress, serving as like the central hub that you own. Because it's not like, when I'm talking to folks about it, it's like, I'm all for the proprietary platforms. They have their place if you can reach your customers through there. But at the end of the day, I don't want to see someone build their entire business on just one platform, especially when there's an open source like foundation that you could choose to build on and then connect those different players with, because you don't know what's going to come or go or how things are going to work. Like, by all means, make the most of what platforms like TikTok have to offer. And it's great to see them investing in the space. Love seeing that. And doing so within the context of something that's yours, which is what open source gives you, I think is a stronger foundation on which to build a business. But it's not obvious to folks. And for small businesses who are just getting started too, they want to just get something that works, which is why we as an ecosystem need to make it more and more accessible. I feel like we're going the right direction. We've just got
work. Yeah, the word accessibility was actually used quite a bit in the State of Woo talk as well. I'm curious if we're talking accessibility like many people can access this thing, or if we are talking accessibility from a user accessibility perspective.
Hopefully both.
Folks that have, yes, right? And that should be hopefully both from a logged in experience as well, not just front of site. It was definitely good to hear a lot of that kind of a conversation going on. Were there any other areas that really stood out to you, Jonathan, through some of the other sessions that I think you got to one or two that I didn't get to?
I caught the beginning of Termageddon with, so it was, Brian did a great introduction. I'm a big fan of Termageddon and what they've done in the space generally, and I've been really happy to see that being applied to e-commerce. There's more folks now who are also like worried about, speaking of accessibility, like lawsuits and like, am I going to be covered with all this? And it can be pretty intimidating, especially for a small business owner. And on the bigger platforms, like proprietary, bigger is actually not an accurate thing to say because of just how huge Woo is. But on some of these proprietary platforms, they may have like out-of-the-box baked-in solutions. In our space, folks like Termageddon are essential. They've been doing great work to like deal with figuring out, okay, what are the requirements? What do you need to do? So I was happy to see that. And it's important because it's something that's probably not the first thing that a merchant is thinking, okay, I got to get all this stuff worked out and get my privacy stuff in place. That's not like a top of mind for a typical entrepreneur. And yet if you're going to be serious in e-commerce, you do have to think about those things. So yeah. I was happy to see that.
That's an area where I think that continuing to work with developers, even if you're slightly tech savvy as a user enough to set up your own simple version of a Woo store, I think that you'll still miss some of those key areas that are vital to work with a professional about, do you know that you need to have some kind of terms and policies? And how do you go about getting that aside from just getting the store set up and working as well? I certainly think that people would be covered that are working at a large scale. If they're a very large organization, they're going to already have jumped through some of those hoops.
So, Courtney, I'm curious. So, Brian and his team have been doing this successfully for several years now. I like that you're looking to the future. That's great. And that's actually where I wanted to go with this. So, 7 years, congratulations for that. And really appreciate, and this, to me, this is such a great example of a collaboration as well. Like WooCommerce has worked closely with you to do this. It's been great to see WooSesh continuing to grow and seeing the range of what you guys have done. Courtney, as we look ahead to this next year and anticipating the next state of the Woo, what are some of the things that you're looking forward to? Any hopes or things that you want to see more of, less of?
Yeah, I want to see a lot more of the data on the findings from when they're doing market research. I think that would be really interesting to see some of the market research that they, what they can show us. In WordPress, we've had the annual survey. Having something that is published like that. Case studies were also mentioned in the State of the Woo. I think having a lot more case studies that are depicting different sizes and scales would be really compelling. Because, you know, again, you might have someone that's selling just some online digital product that's a single one-off and that's it. And you might have somebody that is doing ridiculous omnichannel and selling on all the platforms and have very different use cases for that. I would love to see that. I am interested to see where the Woo mobile app goes in conjunction also the WordPress mobile app. But what that could do to power for small business owners, what would the implementation and the use case of that look like? And really leaning into, I mean, I know I'm saying omnichannel marketing a lot. You'd thank Becca Rice for that one. But
thank you, Becca.
I think that, you know, continuing down that path of how do we stitch together all of these different outposts and do it in a way that continues to be not overwhelming as businesses grow.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Like when you're at a really large scale, well, it's going to be overwhelming. And that's why you have,
you're
going to
have
people.
A team for that. But early on, it's going to be so overwhelming just dealing with all the, I don't know how to.
Oh, now I need. Yeah, exactly. So I think I would like to see a little bit more about how we guide folks into learning. What do I need? What's my next step? That's what I would like to see. How about you?
Brian, I'm going to put you on a spot for a moment, shortly here to answer the same question, but I'll start and give you time to think about it. I really like the increased focus on the ecosystem that we're seeing from the team at Woo. There's always been parts of that that they've done well and different various attempts over the years. And I love seeing that they're thinking more holistically about both the experience that people are having in Woo and how that interplays with the marketplace. If I'm recalling correctly, I think they're up to like 900 extensions. There's a lot of growth there. And there's a lot of challenging things that come with managing and supporting an ecosystem. I see the effort on the part of the WooCommerce team and a lot of folks who are clearly passionate about doing it well. And in this next year, I'm hoping to just see even more of an emphasis on the ecosystem holistically and the role that they can play in really like helping it grow. Like how do they bring more emphasis to their partners? How do they make it easier for businesses to come in and invest into the space and reach customers? How do they strengthen the relationships that they've got with the hosting providers who are each in a great spot to create great experiences for Woo that are focused on those particular markets? Because if Woo tries to do it all, they're not going to be able to. And you're not playing to the strengths of being in the decentralized space. Brian, you've got 7 years. You've been able to see a lot of things as WooCommerce has been growing over this period of time. What are some things that you're looking forward to in the next year?
So I've got two answers for this one. First, I am a simple man who likes simple things. And my favorite thing is things that are designed well. And so I'm not going to lie. The focus on changing the brand identity really got me excited. I love branding changes that are done well. And the logo mark looks so simple and obvious, which is how you know it took forever. Many iterations to land on, because the simple and obvious design, it takes forever to like get to the core of what you want to do. So that made me really happy. And then my second answer is kind of counterintuitive, because I like the idea of increasing the core of WooCommerce so that it's solving more of the common problems. I expect it's not going to go well initially. And that's just the nature of trying to like increase the size of the pie and do more things.
Right.
Philosophically, I like a really lean core with extensions to do all of the specialized things that you need to do, which is what WooCommerce is based around. It's kind of what WordPress is based around, right? Like, we could argue about like, does core WordPress need to have this feature or shouldn't it? Somewhere there's a nice happy medium of giving core more of the most commonly used features that don't require a ton more maintenance and overhead, while still leaving things out there. I expect the team and us as a community providing feedback and contributing code, et cetera, we're going to land in the right spot. But I think it's going to be probably an uncomfortable transition initially, much like the transition of the block editor in WordPress, right? Like when this was first announced on stage, I'm like, this is going to be a fantastic idea. And for years, I'm like, but not yet, but not yet, but not yet, but not. And then finally, this year, thanks to the stuff that was put in last year, I'm like, this is it. I couldn't quite articulate what it was that I was waiting for. And turns out it was more consistent user interface, but also reusable patterns. And so the pattern library and the way, and this was also an uncomfortable transition, right? From reusable blocks to patterns. I'm like, okay, finally, we've arrived at the paradigm that I think is the tipping point for this being like, obviously, you wouldn't want to do it differently than this. You mentioned Dave's beautiful case study / demo, product demo, that encapsulates it beautifully, because here's a product effectively that Bluehost has, which are the Wonder Blocks. But their secret sauce isn't that they've come up with a new paradigm of doing things. It's just like, we have competent designers on staff who can
working
design
within what's there.
Compelling patterns, largely using the blocks that everybody has at their disposal. And so the advantage they offer you is time saved. And consistency of experience, because you can incorporate their patterns with other things you're doing. It's a very long way of saying, I'm pretty sure we're going to arrive at a destination that is as comfortable for WooCommerce Core because of the plan to increase sort of the core of WooCommerce. But I think it's going to be weird for like a year or two as we eventually land there.
Well, this takes us to the end of day one. You've got an entire day coming up tomorrow. How are you feeling about tomorrow, Brian?
I feel pretty excited about tomorrow, honestly. It's always hard to decide in a 2-day, last year it was 3 days, which talk belongs where. Right. And sometimes it like organically works out. In the first couple of years of WooSesh, it was very much day one is for store owners and store builders, and day two is for developers and agency owners. And then as time went on, like the things that each of those groups needed to hear, they kind of both needed to hear. And so it kind of got blended. And so I still tend to put the more technical talks on day two. But more often, right, like it's cross-threaded. Like a good example, today we got to hear, you already talked about sort of implementing privacy when Donato was talking about like how critical it is to get privacy controls correct.
Yep.
The site owner needs to know that because they're liable, but the people building the sites, the developers, the agency owners, also need to understand how that works so that they aren't setting their clients up for failure. And so more and more, this is another long-winded answer, my talks that are across days one and two end up being largely for everybody. And so it was hard to decide, like, does this make more sense in this group on day one or in this group on day two? And
well, we appreciate the effort you've been putting into it. We've now got 7 years down. And Do the Woo will be back tomorrow. This time it'll be Marcus and Robbie. We'll be doing the recap at the end. Brian, thanks so much for having us. Thanks for all that you've been doing with this. It's been fantastic. Keep it up, and we're looking forward to the next.
My pleasure.
Well, I would like to thank our host for repping Do the Woo this year at WooSesh, and to Brian Richards for bringing us yet another amazing conference. Also, thank you, Brian, for letting us share our recaps here with you, our listeners. If you're interested in hearing not only the sessions from this year, you can join WPSessions.com to hear all the years of WooSesh, WordSesh, and WP Sessions has a lot more that can help you build better websites, find better clients, and grow a better business as you learn from industry-leading experts from all over the world. And of course, here, year-round, tune in to Do the Woo as we amplify the voices here for the community and by the community. So until next time.